Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we're excited to announce an all South Dakota beer festival coming to Brookings. And it's not just beer, there's hockey too. Hockey and hops.
We've been making sure that this lands in the right spot on the calendar and getting a lot of things sorted out to make sure that it can logistically happen. But the Blizzard over at the Larson Ice Arena are putting on their first big beer event. It's called Hockey and Hops, and it's on the 20th of October. It's going to be basically a combination of a South Dakota craft beer festival and a hockey game. The festival will start before the game. You'll be able to get access to the game and the festival for one ticket price. You can come early, you'll get your samples, be able to hang out, meet a lot of the South Dakota Brewers, and then the team will start warming up and it'll transition into a hockey game. So it's a little bit of both worlds. It's one of the pet projects of mine, because I always thought it'd be fun to do a craft beer fest at a hockey game.
That's Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing at Brookings. He says the plan is for the beer festival to begin a couple hours before the game.
You'll be able to get a pass for the beer tasting event, and that pass, of course, like every beer tasting event, allows you to come in and socialize with the brewers and other beer fans and have samples there of all the beers that have been brought to the festival. And then, as the gates will still open, there's a hockey game that will go on afterwards.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
And if you are a participant of the beer event, your pass allows you to stick around for the hockey game. So if there's some beers left during the game, you're welcome to continue to sample
the
beers.
Keep sampling and watch hockey if it works out.
And watch hockey. And once the samples run out, once we tap the kegs, or they're all tapped out, I should say, continue to watch the game and we'll have a really good time. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
This will be a festival where only South Dakota beers will be sampled.
Right now, the confirmation list, it's growing every day. So we hope to have maybe 16 breweries. We're going to see if we can get all of them, but that's a lot of South Dakota breweries. We're going to have both the breweries from Brookings have agreed to participate. We have a number coming from Rapid that have probably never done an event in Brookings before, including Hay Camp. Hay Camp will be here. They're a really cool brewery out in Rapid. Lost Cabin has committed. They're a fantastic brewery out in Rapid as well. I think Ben's is coming up from Yankton. So a lot of these breweries, this is a South Dakota thing. I mean, these are breweries that you probably won't have a whole lot of chance anytime during the year to see them all in the same spot. Maybe a couple times, but it's going to be a pretty cool event, especially if you're into South Dakota beer.
Tickets will be on sale soon. More on hockey and hops when Beer Untapped continues.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk hockey and hops. An all South Dakota Beer Festival combined with Blizzard Hockey coming to Brookings October 20th. Seth Cook from Woodlegs Brewing at Brookings says it's not terribly difficult to get the brewers to commit because there's a South Dakota Brewers Guild meeting in Brookings that weekend.
The Brewers Guild meets twice a year, once East River, once West River per year. It coincided that this was the East River meetup on this weekend. Brewers, brewery owners, brewery operators are going to be here all at the same time. And after the meeting, as most breweries do, we like to throw a festival or at least have a get-together and a social hour after we get the business done. And it happened to work out that the Blizzard have decided to be a partner with us.
It's far too early to name any of the beers that will be served, of course, but each brewery will bring a couple of different kegs.
I will tell you, they're going to be beers that you don't normally get around here. I don't know what they are for sure, but I will say with almost 100% confidence, this is not going to be stuff that you can normally buy. This is going to be things that they're bringing from their brew pub or have special made or have very limited releases on, and they're all super good.
Hockey and hops. Tickets will be on sale soon, and we'll have further details in future shows, of course. Finally today, Seth says Wooden Legs is looking for a few good people. They're hiring.
This semester, we had a couple slots open up. We've got some really cool availability during the days as well. So if we've got any students that are looking for some daytime hours, we're really flexible. We can have nearly full-time or just a couple shifts a week. It helps get into the brewery, into the beer scene. The cool thing about it, too, for those of you that don't know, is that if you are a employee here, and this counts even if you're a beer server or if you're part of the brewery team or if you're part of our kitchen staff, if you pass the beer server certification, you get to design and brew your own beer here at the pub.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.